and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. The sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Only by pride cometh contention. But with the well-advised is wisdom. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lie shall not be so. The Lord of hosts hath purposed it to stain the pride of all glory and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. Woe to the crown of pride! To the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. Thus saith the Lord, After this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. But if he will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eye shall weep sore, and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. We have heard the pride of Moab, he is exceeding proud, his loftiness, and his arrogancy, and his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill. Though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. Behold the day, behold, it is come. The morning is gone forth, the rod hath blossomed, pride hath budded. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in the day of thy pride. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall. And the pride of her power shall come down. From the tower of Syene shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. and the pride of Israel testifieth to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of the Lord of hosts. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled, a voice of the roaring of young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.